Does some drive you crazy? They're not in harmony with the way you think. But there's a market for them all. We say all electrical, on page 43, around the middle of the page, all electromagnetic waves or quantrums have their rate of frequency, which means the number of changes in direction per second. The electric wave spectrum is in a scale of vibration and is divided into regions. One must remember that these regions are not actual divisions, but merely arbitrary spaces covering frequencies that manifest in our senses in different ways, each region blending into both the one above and the one below, like we said, like the colors of a rainbow. Now we say the Earth and universe are all but degrees in one scale and are in their basic nature the same, the difference be solely a matter of degree or vibration. All manifests of the same energy. Do you know that when you grasp this idea, all of your prejudices will disappear. It'll disappear. Just like the negative consciousness we're going to show you in the next lesson. They'll disappear. And you know why they'll disappear? Because of understanding. It's the removing of ignorance. Now read this last paragraph carefully. When the world understands this truth, that everything is an expression of the same thing, we will see that all people are the same. They only appear to be different. How do they appear to be different? They appear to be different to our physical senses, our lowest mental tools. The dividing lines are not borders, color or language, but ignorance. You attract whatever or whomever you are in harmonious vibration with. The results vary. The people remain the same. The results vary. The people remain the same. We may see a black man and a white woman, or a white woman and a black man. You know what I enjoy watching when I see that? I enjoy watching the people around. Watch the expressions on their faces. The shock, the anger, the horror. Do you know what they're expressing? Ignorance. It's them that is in the bad vibration. We have got some real crazy ideas. How do we get these ideas? Well, I remember when I was a little boy, you know, in the little life that John talked about yesterday, I can remember my grandmother. She was a dear old lady. I loved her. I can remember her saying, well, they're Catholics, but they're nice people. On page 44, we say everything is an expression of the same thing. Now, we're repeating ourselves just different ways. But I want you to take time and read these paragraphs carefully. Re-listen to these tapes. Watch these videos over and over and over again. And tie it in with what we're saying here, and it's going to take on a different meaning. In the second paragraph, you are connected to everything in the universe and everything with you. Whether you can see it with the naked eye or not is unimportant. The only difference between one thing and another is in density or amplitude of vibration. That is the only difference. When you choose certain thoughts, brain cells are affected. They vibrate and send off electric waves. When you are concentrating on those thoughts, you increase the amplitude of vibration of those cells and the electric waves become much more potent. Do you want your thoughts to be more potent? Develop the willpower, the will, and the mental faculty. That gives you the ability to concentrate. I'll give you an analogy that you're all familiar with. It'll do exactly the same thing. You go outside on a nice sunny day, and you all did this when you're little boys and little girls, and you take a magnifying glass, and you may have a piece of paper, some leaves, or you might even have your hand there. And you take the sun, and you put the magnifying glass between the sun and the object, and you can start a fire with it. How? You increase amplitude of vibration. The rays become much more potent. They become hotter, and like that. Let's take a candle, and let's suppose I put a sign way over here on the wall. And we turn out all the lights, and I light the candle and ask you to read the sign. You'd say, I'm not able to, and I'd say, why? You'd say, there's not enough light. That would appear to be the correct answer, but it would be wrong. The reason you're not able to read the sign is because the light is not being directed at the sign. Now, if I took exactly the same candle power, and I confined it in a flashlight, and I held the flashlight towards the sign, you'd be able to read it with these. See, well, the candle's here. Some of the light's going on you, some on me, all over the place. But when I confine the same candle power to a flashlight, I'm marshaling that energy, and I'm directing it towards a given point, and it becomes much more powerful, and you'd be able to read